So you were talking about the place where cotton grows. You'd say it grows in a field?
In a field.
Okay. Is there anything maybe smaller than a field where, I don't know, maybe a single crop would grow?
A patch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When you say patch, what do you think of anything?
Well, I think of a small plot of land that has been set aside for a particular kind of prop. Watermelon patch would be one. A peanut patch, because this is only, it's not, you're not growing it for any kind of production, it's only for your own family.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a small plot of land that's been set aside for this one particular crop.
Mm-hmm. Could say about half acre, acre? Or...
Oof. I guess something of that nature.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You mentioned the pasture. When you think of pasture, do you think of it being fenced in or open?
Fenced in.
What kind of fencing do people use?
Barbed wire.
Mm-hmm. Is there any other kind of wire fencing that you know about?
Well, I've seen other kind, but I don't know the names of them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Hog wire, chicken wire?
Yeah, chicken wire.
Chicken wire. What about types of wooden fencing?
No.
Okay. Sometimes people will have these fences, wooden
what
fences.
I mean, picket fences,
sure.
That sort of thing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The kind that taper to a point. Is that what you mean by picket fence?
Small pieces of board that are nailed on a beam with maybe a half inch or an inch apart,
mm-hmm.
and but they're small strips of board.
Yeah, but they don't necessarily come to a point at the top.
Oh, to form like a V shape at the top.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Well, they do usually. Okay, mm-hmm. What about these fences that people used to make out of split rails? They would fence it by a zigzag pattern. Do you have a name for them?
No.
Rail fence or split rail fence? Not familiar.
I've seen them, but I didn't know the name of them.
Okay. And talking about putting up a fence, say a barbed wire fence, you would have to dig holes for the things, you know, that
mm-hmm.
the wire is stretched across.
Mm-hmm.
You would call them all a lot of...
What? The things or the holes?
Yeah, the good ones.
The posts.
Yeah, and just one of them would be a...
A post.
Yeah, sure. Okay. Did you ever see around Crowder any walls or fences that were made out of loose stone or rock?
No.
Would you have any idea at all of what you would call something like that?
Maybe a stone fence.
Stone fence. Okay. All right. Some questions about utensils. What would you say that a woman's best dishes would be made out of?
Best.
She'd use for special occasions.
I understand. I don't know what that dish is. Porcelain, uh-huh. glass.
The word I'm looking for is also the name of a country that was recently recognized by the United States.
Oh, China.
Sure, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen an egg made out of that substance? Maybe just something for decoration.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is just pronunciation.
Mm-hmm.
If you had an egg made out of plastic, you would call it a plastic egg.
Mm-hmm.
One made out of China, you would call that a...
China egg.
Sure, okay. Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear of people in your area, or maybe your parents, using an egg that was made out of porcelain or something like that to try to fool their hens into laying?
No.
Okay.